Hola, compañeros y compañeras. Tis I, Señor Tomat, bringing you news of crispness, freshness, mouth-watering juiciness, but coming to you first to address the heretics among you. I am joined by my faithful Tomatinos, here to tell you that Señor Tomat is no orange, and anyone who would speak such vile heresy should be hung by their toes until the blood runs to their head and they stop breathing. I am a tomat. These are my tomatinos. And we are the heralds of the Pessimist Productions Patreon, where you, yes, you, individually, you, yes, you, could be saving so much money while filling your belly with hot, steaming content. For $5, you get so much content. You will never, never, never ever clean your plate. I promise. Tis I, Señor Tomat, saying, have a good show, and I will see you next week.
Yes, Señor Tomat. Woo. That's what I'm talking about. So, what is this? Where's my fucking picture, you stupid sack of shit? There it is. I love when I have to reset shit. For the worst criminals and transgressors, there is only one punishment worthy of their horrible, hideous, evil crimes.
Death!
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 The sentence is...
Kill
death.
Them!
Death.
Fry them! Deep, fat, fry them!
Deep, fat, fry them!
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Oh, it's a magical day in America, everybody.
You have a spleen?
It's a... What?
You said you're fucking... It's a magical day. I said you have a spleen?
I have a spleen?
This man has a spleen!
We have an announcement, and I think people are probably already seeing what that announcement is. So those of you that have been pumped to hear the big news that we've been pimping the last couple of shows and stuff.
Oh, it's going to be great. You guys are going to love it.
I mean, it's already apparent. It's already right in front of your eyes. We got new lighting for me and Scotty.
Yeah!
New lights. So we're
new
looking
lights. I mean, Scotty, you look a little
better.
Overexposed.
I think
honestly.
Maybe. I thought we were going to announce Paul's
faggotry.
We're
going to adjust it. What's that?
I thought we were going to announce Paul's faggotry.
I announced that with my presence every moment that I'm alive.
I thought that was going to be an official announcement just to end all rumors and all speculation.
I mean, people love it.
Just kidding. We didn't get new lights. We are, however, going to be doing the first.
Hold on.
Well, no, okay.
Hold on,
drum
Paul.
Roll.
All right.
This is about the new lights, Paul. Quit fucking with them. Quit fucking with the people, man.
You quit fucking with them,
quit
TJ.
Quit fucking with the people, Paul.
Give the people the announcement they came for, TJ. Let them know the
truth.
Be
a harbinger of joy, TJ.
You do it. Why don't you do it?
Put Señor Tomat back up and let him do it.
You want Señor Tomat will do the announcement.
We are the children of Tomat.
Hola. Tis I once again with a special announcement for everybody who is a fan of the Perpetual Rider. I, Señor Tomat, am here to tell you that the first annual Deep Fat Fried meetup will be happening in Los Angeles in the month of late July. You will hear soon where you can get tickets to see the most mind-blowing stage show that you've ever seen. Marshall Manson will be the opening act, and then the fellows of Deep Fat Fried, myself included, will come on to give you a stage show that will liquefy your balls in the sack. Do I need to say more? Must I continue to jabber on? No! Prepare yourself.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, dude.
Wow.
Amazing news, dude.
Amazing. I didn't even know that.
Tremendous news.
We're going to Los Angeles, boys.
Yep. Going to LA.
It's going to be a fucking rock and roll concert. Marshall Manson is going to melt everybody's fucking faces.
Melt their brains, too.
Melt Salty their brains and their skull.
Skull fuck them to death.
I mean, then we're going to do a live Deep Fat Fried in front of the people, involving the people directly.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And
audience
then,
participation.
We're not going to do like normal fucking entertainers and rock stars do when the show's over, disappear into our limos and go to the after party that nobody's invited to. No. Everybody that comes is invited to the after party because it takes place right there. We're just going to come down off stage and get drunk and hang out with people.
There
all
will be
night.
Food. There will
they
be
kick
drink.
Us out of this shit.
There will be merchandise. There will be entertainment. There will be everything that you've ever desired.
There will be
TJ will be distributing hand jobs in the men's room all night long.
Double fisting.
Yeah!
It's going to be fucking amazing, dude.
You can't even comprehend the true form of a DFF meetup. You can't even fucking comprehend, bitch.
So the tickets will be on sale soon, and we should
more announcements to follow.
Clear your calendars in late July.
It will be in July. It will be in L.A. It will be an amazing spectacle. 21 and up? Yes, I think so.
21 and up.
Because it's going to be drinky.
Drinky all day, all night.
We going to drink. We going to smoke. We going to party like motherfucking 1986, bitch.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. So that's going to be happening soon. Further announcements to follow as specific details are made available to us. They will be made available to you.
And there are other big unrelated announcements on the near horizon.
Oh, yeah. We got more announcements.
I mean, you guys, like, the show is going through the metamorphosis of freshness.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah.
So tonight we're here to talk about killing people for justice.
Capital punishment. The death penalty.
Murder people by the state.
Why can't the state just murder you, TJ?
I don't know.
The state has found you to be obsolete.
Maybe they will. You never know. Cool. You never know what the state will do.
You know who's fucking found you to be obsolete, TJ? Thanos, bitch.
Oh, shit.
Bye-bye.
How did I not even notice that shirt? That's a dope fucking shirt. God damn.
Scotty's all stars now.
Scotty's on
the
swag
dope shirt
tonight.
Scotty's
legit
swagging.
Made me jealous about a shirt.
Scotty's swagging.
Scotty's
dildo
not playing
swaggins
not
up
fucking
in here.
Playing. Well, this seemed like the appropriate shirt for an episode about something to do with death.
It won't, sure.
So you guys want to get into the topic of the night?
I think we should.
Or you want to just bullshit all night? We can just bullshit.
We can just bullshit
the
all
bullshit
night
episode.
I mean, you know, Paul did a lot of research. Scotty did some research. I didn't do any research.
You just showed up.
I didn't.
That's
actually,
like almost every episode, you know, TJ.
I actually had some stuff that I wanted to pull, but Paul pulled so fucking much that I was like, well, I get.
Be your own man, TJ. Just because Paul did some, you can't fucking. Maybe there's something you would have pulled that Paul never would have thought of.
I mean, you wouldn't. I mean, like the amount of tabs on this browser window open is crazy.
I mean, there's a lot of shit to talk about here. And I found that when I went looking,
yeah,
that the things that really got me was just a long list of shit that we've done to kill people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God,
and,
yeah.
There's no way. We could spend two shows just covering, like, how people have been executed in the past. So I tried to pick some of the biggest, most widespread ones going all the way back to the beginning.
Fucking ancient human history, dude. Going
so
back to where it fucking started.
You know?
The cradle of civilization.
But, yeah, in TJ's defense, he couldn't pull anything because he was busy breaking his fucking microphone.
Did you pull, the 2001 Space Odyssey, taking the fucking bone and dun, dun, dun?
No, I should have, though, because that was probably the first death penalty.
So, for those of you out there too stupid to know what the death penalty is, here's just a real brief description. Capital punishment, also known as the death penalty, is a government-sanctioned practice whereby a person is put to death by the state as a punishment for a crime. The sentence that someone be punished in such a manner is referred to as a death sentence, whereas the act of carrying out the sentence is known as an execution. Crimes that are punishable by death are known as capital crimes or capital offenses, and they commonly include offenses such as murder, treason, espionage, war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. Etymologically, The term capital means of the head. It's derived from Latin capitalis, from caput, head. In the context alluded to, they're basically talking about beheading people.
Yeah.
But not beheading in the sense of giving them a blowjob like I discussed in my video. Beheading as in chopping off their fucking head.
Right.
56 countries retain capital punishment. 103 countries have completely abolished it.
Pussies.
For all crimes, and 6 have abolished it for ordinary crimes while maintaining it for special circumstances such as war crimes. And 30 are abolitionist in practice. I don't know what that means. I guess that means they still technically have the right to do the death penalty. They just don't do it anymore.